Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is 7 January 2015. It is Wednesday. Josh is with me in the studio. We are live at the Power Hour. Thank you, Josh, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it was a cold one to get out on today. I hope you are taking care of yourself and your pets. Believe me, they need to be watched after right now. Please give them extra water and make sure it's not frozen. And also, please take care of giving them some way to stay warm. Put them in the garage, in the house. I don't care what you do, but it is cold out there.
Getting colder as the day goes on.
And it is, yes.
For us,
and,
anyway.
Yes, and that's the big story, and really in the national news, national news is that it is so cold. Well, we don't need to talk about that so much as to say, okay, but what are we going to do about it? And that means that within 30 minutes, you can have frostbite if you are outside with uncovered skin. Within
really?
30 minutes, that's what they've announced. So that goes for animals also, so take care of them. Anyway, I'm glad to be back, and I thank Ted Brewer for doing a wonderful job. I've received a lot of messages from you all. Some love him, some hate him, but I guess that's the way it is with me, too.
Yeah.
And some people really like talk show hosts that are here, and some say, oh, no, not my kind of style.
You can't please everybody, Joyce.
Yeah, that's true. But please don't just turn the show off and say, I'm never listening to you again until fill in the blank, you know, I stop advertising this, or I stop doing this, or I start doing this. Please, just listen and learn, because anyone can learn. And if you put yourself in that position of, all this stuff is beneath me and not worth my listening to, and I understand how you feel sometimes, because there are people that I will turn the radio off. But I don't just, like, say, well, that show is a goner because they said ABCD.
Right, and even though you may not agree with somebody, you know, 99% of the time, there may be that 1% you need to hear.
Yes.
You know, that may change your life in some way.
That is a good point. And I do thank the people who have come to the aid of the Power Hour here and spent some time as a host. Many of them are not hosts themselves, and they come on, and I know, like, Larry Pinkney. You know, he does a radio show, but he's going to be coming on, I think it's tomorrow.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. And the man has a world of experience. And I don't care what you think about him, period. He's been there, done that, and he has stood like most people have never known.
His story is amazing.
Yes. So I thank Larry, and I thank all of the talk show hosts that have joined us and supported the Power Hour. Anyway, I'm going to spend a lot of time on news today in this hour and in the third hour. Josh and I kind of want to bring you up to speed here with some things that have gone on in the past news, too, that perhaps maybe you missed if you didn't spend time looking at the news section. Now, all of this news is at the Power Hour News section, and Wanda's got there according to date, and all you have to do is look it up and check it out, read it, and click on it, link to the stories that you're interested in. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to James Norman. The Oil Card is the name of his book, and obviously we need to talk about oil today. We need to talk about what is in the mix for what is creating the drop to $49, if you haven't heard, $49. It's back up to $48 and change now, but that's huge. That is huge. You know, and energy is totally a matter of national security. We know that. So these two are linked together. And now the Russians and their situation with Europe, with the euro, with it is sort of like a fall waiting to happen, a collapse waiting to implode, really.
Right. Yeah, it's just chaos out there. And it has been for a long time, but I've never seen it like this.
I know. And the internal problems that this country has, oh, my gosh. And all the fraud now being reported by Homeland Security, by you just name it, every agency. Government is nothing but a money laundering operation. Do you all get it now? And, man, we have some interesting news, serious interesting news I think you're going to want to be aware of. ask yourself, why would every mother in Liberia now have been killed as a result of Ebola?
Well, in a single town.
In this town, yes. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is live at the Power Hour, the 7th of January. That is now, if we're not a replay from this one later on, which I don't know, maybe, maybe not. Usually don't do the replays of the first hour because the news is not relevant. Well, you know, it is relevant. It'll be
relevant.
I don't
know if you should say that.
I know. It'll be why things are happening tomorrow. Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, the United States is selling another 170 M1 Abrams tanks to Iraq after ISIS captured 40 of them last summer. Okay, somebody explain this to me with some sense of reality. Zero Hedge says it appears that the U.S. has decided to restock ISIS. The United States, go ahead.
Yeah, Josh. Well, I mean, inadvertently restock them because ISIS took, you know, I think it was something like 40 of the tanks. And so now we're restocking their supply, you know, Iraq supply so that, you know, of course, ISIS can step in and take as many as they want.
So they can steal more.
Right, yeah.
Oh, or might as well, why don't we just prevent them from having to do all that work of stealing them? And they might get injured during the time, so why don't we just hand them over to them?
You know,
why don't we just give them to ISIS?
Right, yeah, that'd be, or just, you know, send them the keys to them so they can just, you know, don't even have to. It's really amazing how many countries over there use, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, Egypt, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, they all have, you know, there's over 1,600 of them in those, you know, three countries that use these, you know, these tanks. I didn't realize it was that, you know, that big a deal. It's crazy.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you've been listening to the news or not this morning, but there is a French magazine company. They are a satirical magazine who in 2011 was firebombed or bombed because they allegedly had cartoons of Muhammad. You remember that story from 2011?
Yep.
Well, they've been bombed today or shot today. They have been, there are 11 people now that have been killed as a result of that. And what they're doing now is saying 11 people killed. It's horrible. It's horrible. And they're focusing on this magazine company in France. And then they're linking ISIS and Kalashnikovs with it. And so it probably is ISIS, and we think they had Kalashnikovs.
Well,
okay, what do you think that means?
What Arab country doesn't use Kalashnikovs?
Right.
You know, AK-47s.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
But, I mean, that's just, like, crazy. They're wanting you to think Russian, Russian, Russian. They don't say AK-47s.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, they say Kalashnikovs. It's Russia, Russia. Ooh, ISIS. They've linked together with ISIS. Now, they're not saying that.
Right.
They're just saying, and it appears that ISIS, and it appears that Kalashnikovs. And so you were supposed to make the link, Russia's bad, Russia's horrible, Putin's bad, and ISIS is bad, and oh, my gosh, it's a terrorist attack.
That's ridiculous. Every day in this country, Kalashnikovs are sold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably hundreds of them.
Yeah, but they don't say that.
Right. They're AKs.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So they are linking it by design for your little feeble minds that cannot put this information together in a correct way to let them do it for you. And then what you're supposed to do is walk away and go, that Putin, man, he's at it again. And now he's in France. Now we can link Kalashnikovs with it.
That is crazy.
Listeners, it's just agenda news. Absolutely agenda news. Obama's end of India visit. He's going to be visiting India, according to the Secret Service. That falls under the who cares category, if you ask me. And also the fact that they want to deploy surveillance satellites as a result of his visit there, which comes under the who cares category for me also, because, you see, Obama is able to surveil any country for any reason at any time, any place.
Right.
And this is his reason in their sticking to it.
Yeah, he's the first president to be there at India's Republic Day parade. And, you know, it's not just the Secret Service that are there. It's also there was U.S. forces, NSG commandos will help. And I believe U.S. Marines are there, too. So
why doesn't he just stay at home and create jobs? Why doesn't he just stay at home and
No, it's not the government's job to create jobs.
Well, and admit to the issues that really, really affect this country instead of going to parades in India.
Well, and spending millions and millions and millions of dollars making these trips.
I mean, and because, you see, he is not the president of this country. He is the de facto president in a position who is supposed to look like the president. And then we put all this surveillance around him and all this activity to make it look as though he is so highly praised for his incredible decisions or whatever he can do. And heaven forbid we be without him, we would have no idea what to do. So therefore, all of this surveillance.
Crazy.
Right. Opium cultivation hits new record high in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Once again, they've set the record for new opium cultivation despite a constant U.S. military presence for the last 13 years. According to a report from the United Nations on Drugs and Crime.
I would say maybe because of the United States.
Yeah, because of the United States and the United Nations. Opium production rose for the fourth consecutive year in 2014.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not real sure how big a hectare is, but there's 224,000 hectares being cultivated, and that's up, you know, 7% from last year. They do have, of course, an eradication program, but there's only a total of 2,692 hectares of verified poppy eradication happened this past year.
And they know where they are because guess what they have? Surveillance satellites that they could send to India to use on a parade.
Right.
They have surveillance satellites. If they wanted to know where all that poppy was, it would be very easy. But they do know where it is.
You know who the largest opium dealer is in Afghanistan?
No.
Karzai's brother.
Oh, Karzai's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that just took over.
Ahmed.
Ahmed, the one that just took
over. Oh, really? He took over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Russian default risk surges to a new six-year high as the ruble returns. Having bounced post-CBR intervention and somewhat stabilized, the recollapse in crude oil prices and continued weakness in Russian macro data provided just one impetus for the replunge in the ruble back above 63.5 U.S. dollars and surge in Russian bonds yields back to 14%. While Russian stocks are also retesting toward recent lows, it is Russian CDS that is the most telling as it closed today at 595, the widest since March of 2009. And along with that is the United States Dow, which has been now for the fourth or fifth day down.
I wanted to say something about this story. That story about the ruble comes from Zero Hedge, and it is an awesome history of the history of the ruble and what it's gone through. It's 800 years of history.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So,
yes.
I mean, there's so much to go into that, you know, you're just going to have to read it. But
that would be a really good article. That would be a good article for students and also for those of you who want to learn about the ruble and the relationship to what's happening today.
Pretty awesome story.
Excellent. Thank you. Saudi Arabia's $750 billion bet drives the Brent oil now below $50, down to $49 and change yesterday. And that was huge. That was huge.
Right. This is another interesting article. You know, it talks about, you know, the Saudis could, if they wanted to, you know, cut production. But what would happen is that, you know, they would lose market share. And so that is what they're, you know, they've done that before in the past where they cut production and they lost a lot of market share. This is a really interesting article if you want to, you know, there's just a lot of global implications. And, you know, they're even in competition with other OPEC countries, and so they're waiting. They're not going to do anything as far as cutting production until the other countries agree to do so as well. Otherwise, they lose their market share. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's really interesting play that they're doing. And they're making less money, you know, but at the same time, it's worth it to them to hold on to the market that they have. It's pretty interesting.
It's a huge issue amongst all the countries. Right. I mean, France right now, Venezuela, I was listening to Al Jazeera this morning talking in terms of how badly hurt they are. And all of their oil comes from China, and China reassessing its oil going to Venezuela. What's going to happen to that country? They don't know.
So. Well, have you seen the photos of, I mean, we've been seeing these for a few years now, but, you know, like the grocery store shelves and everything like that. And I got to say, you know, I said this a couple weeks ago that I went to the grocery store to buy some bread, and the bread shelf wasn't bare, but it was pretty scarce.
You know, I saw that at a store here in Versailles, too, and I thought, well, maybe it's just the day before they get their load in.
Yeah, I don't think that I, you know, have it timed. You know, I just think it's going, you know, it's happening that, you know, things are getting harder to come by, maybe. I don't know. It's weird.
I have seen so many shelves. You know, listeners, maybe you ought to check that out at your local area. See if shelves are becoming bare. Because I've noticed in several stores that it's like, wow, you guys are out of lots of stuff today, aren't they?
Right.
Aren't you?
Numana, storable foods.
Numana, storable foods, absolutely. Definitely, yeah, go to powerhourprepper.com, and get your storable food because it is awesome and it's so easy to fix.
Delicious.
And it is, yes, very delicious, very delicious. Okay, moving on to other issues. New York City arrest. Well, I don't want to get into the New York City yet. Let's move back to some of the other national news because Palestine appears that they're going to gain the right April 1st to be able to join the ICC and to also sue Israel. Well, Israel's not liking that. So Israel has decided they're going to go to the United States, to all the U.S. representatives, and pull the support for the United States in its $400 million that it gives to Palestine every year, and just pull the money away from them and put pressure on the United States not to give any money to Palestine, if Palestine is allowed to have a recourse.
Right. You know, Netanyahu said that he's not going to let the Defense Forces soldiers, you know, be dragged into the court. And I know, but all right. Do we want this international global government, or do we not? You know, because the ICC to me reeks of, you know, global governance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I'm kind of torn. You know, should Palestine be able to do that? Sure.
Well, but do we think there should be an ICC? No.
Right. Uh-uh. Exactly. So.
But you know what you do is you create. Yeah, but think about when they started the plans for the ICC. They knew what they were doing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
start enough chaos, country to country, to where there is no way
right.
to deal with it, and then you say, oh, well, we have an answer here.
Right.
And then you say, well, but only some people can use that answer. And, all right, we'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about everything, and then wondering what we can do something about, because you look at all of this and you think, oh my gosh, we're one person. What do we do? How do we make a difference? How do we stand? And how do we change all this? All I can say is it seems that the more chaos that is being created is bringing us closer to the verge of an absolute collapse in so many areas of this country. And I want to talk about what's going on in New York with the police a little bit later, because I think that is directly involved in it, too. But what's happening in every other country, the dissension in every other country, as we were talking before the break. So you have all this chaos between countries, countries attacking countries or countries whatever doing to each other. And then they come along with, oh, my goodness, here's an ICC, International Criminal Court. We'll just go to that and then we'll get an answer and everybody will be happy. And then you find out that not everybody gets access to the court system. So what is really happening in this system? It's protection for certain people is what it is.
Absolutely. And you're letting go of your national sovereignty. You know, where does ICC get their authority?
Because it's not the people that are giving them the authority. No. It's not the people of the countries. It's the leaders who've been bought off and paid large, large amounts of money to make the decisions to make this all come together.
Right.
And we're now seeing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that any leader of any country is not involved, except maybe Assad.
Yeah.
Really, seriously.
Right.
I think Assad might be saying, I want to protect my country. All you have to do is look at the countries who have said no GMOs, and you might start to realize who really does care about their country. And now we've got another issue with the court system and Palestine and Israel together. Israel's Palestinian tax move violates the Oslo Accords. The EU's foreign policy chief called Israel's move to freeze the transfer, listen to this, of Palestinian tax revenues a violation of the Oslo Accords, urging that nation to renew the payments. She advised both sides to refrain from steps that might escalate the situation. The EU official was referring to a part of the set of agreements between the Israeli government and Palestine Liberation Organization aimed at achieving a peace treaty between the sides. Now, why is Israel keeping tax money from Palestine?
Right. Well, I can't exactly. I guess there's some sort of agreement where maybe the Palestinian Authority doesn't have, like, infrastructure to, or, you know, the people, manpower to collect the taxes. But Israel collects 2/3 of the taxes in Gaza and the West Bank. Before, and then they return it back to Palestine.
Trust us.
Right,
we're from Israel.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't understand. I guess it was part of the Oslo Accord. You know, like I said, maybe it's because Palestine is so bombed out, they don't have the infrastructure to, you know, collect the money. And it's a strange situation. Yeah.
And so Israel says, trust us, we'll collect your tax dollars for you, and they never see anything from it, or maybe see something from it, but they have no accounting or no way of knowing.
Right, and in this RT story, because I was kind of trying to find the background of this agreement, which seems so very strange to me, it says, Israel collects around 2/3 of the taxes in Gaza and the West Bank, and this is interesting, it says, before returning the majority of the sum to the Palestinians to run their government and pay salaries.
And they got to take their part off of that, which is probably about 70-80% for actually collecting the taxes. I mean, this stuff is crazy. You cannot even dream this stuff up and put it in a movie. Nobody would believe it. Nobody would buy into why they're doing this. It's scary. The Bild warns German government fears Greek bank runs, financial system collapse, and they're preparing now for the Greek exit. They're thinking that that the Greeks may remove themselves from the euro. The Greek government is preparing for this exit, warning of financial system collapse, bank runs, and huge cost for the rest of the EU. And at the same time, there was also a problem. The euro hits the lowest level in 9 years amidst the Greek uncertainty. The euro fell to 1.18, the weakest since 2006, on the back of uncertainty over Greek's position within the single currency. A strong dollar and expectations of the European Central Bank will beef up its stimulus program, and it has not even helped at all. The euro dropped to the low of 1.18 against the dollar during Asian trading hours on Monday. It did pick up and go slightly to 1.195 during European trading. But it's lost 1.2% of its value.
Right, yeah. I remember it was just a couple weeks ago. It was 1.28 or something like that.
1.24, I believe it was. Yeah. And there was also a...
time to make a trip to Europe, I guess.
Wow. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Back to Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. 34 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for supporting the Power Mall. Now, you remember we had Tex Mars on yesterday that Ted Brower was interviewing, and I hope you remember we've got all of his books at the Power Mall. Not all of them, but we've got Codex Magica, The Conspiracy World, and let's see, the DVD. There's a DVD and Mysterious Monuments.
And these are not little pocketbooks, you know. They're 8.5 by 11, giant, yes. You know, 2-inch thick books.
They are huge. Yeah. They are huge. Yes. So I would encourage you to get Mysterious Monuments. I mean, these are for a person who really wants to be a student. This is not some. They'll give you 4 or 5 pictures and tell you what they think it is. This is amazing. The amount of work that Tex Mars has put into this. Now, the Mysterious Monuments. It's an encyclopedia of secret Illuminati designs, Masonic architecture, and occult places. It's on sale for $30. The Codex Magica, Secret Signs, Mysterious Monuments, and Hidden Codes, it's on sale for $30. And then the Truth Teller's Compendium of an Eye-Opening Revelation of Forbidden Knowledge called Conspiracy World, on sale for $25. It's a big book also, so please take advantage of that. And then all of Dr. John Heinerman's books are on sale for $14. That's really, really good. Now, if you don't remember him, he is a natural remedy person. He has natural remedies from around the world, natural cures for your dog and cat, anti-aging remedies, healing power of fruits, vegetables, and herbs, and nature's seven wonder medicines. Those are all $14 on sale at the Power Mall. And the Numana Triple Family Pack. Remember that. 420 servings of food that you can save up for 30 years. So you say, well, I don't know if I'll ever need that food. Well, will it to your children then, because somebody's going to.
It's better than insurance.
Yes. And the Key Stove, the LX Key Stove. It's normally $110, on sale for $99 now if you'd like to get a Key Stove. And boy, I bet you that would be handy for a lot of people to have today. Of course, you know, it's got to be well ventilated, not really for inside, as you all know. Also, and natural medicine, but if I was freezing, guess what? I would violate maybe a federal EPA regulation for that. A natural medicine DVD by Dr. Gwen Scott, on sale for $35.50.
That is awesome.
Yes.
That is a really good one to have on hand.
That is a take home and put it on your shelf and use it when you periodically show it to your children and yourself so that you will remember all the incredible things inside of it. Purium sale, 10% off. Purium at the Power Hour sale. Willard water sale. And cayenne pepper. 1 pound of cayenne pepper. Now, there's something to last you 30 years.
I use cayenne quite a bit.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. My wife will make something, an Asian meal or, some sort of Asian sauce, and the kids can't handle the heat, and I'll just...
You spice it up?
I do, yeah. I don't know if it's some sort of macho thing, see how much I could take, but it's like I need it. I want
really?
It, you know.
Well,
I
it's
really
certainly
like
good
heat.
For yeah. you, yeah. The cayenne pepper, it's organic, and it's available at the Power Mall. $17 for a pound, wow. But that will last a long time.
It will last a long
oh
time.
Oh, my, yes. Marjoram on sale for $10 a pound, and oregano leaf cut and sifted, organic, on sale for $10.50. So get it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com.
And all those spices are organic, right? The ones that you mentioned?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are.
They're mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yes, they are. And so much cheaper than buying those things in those little tiny jars at the grocery store that you don't know where they came from.
That are radiated. And
yes.
Who knows what?
Yes. This story makes me wonder why they're saying it about the UK. But Macmillan Cancer Support's director for policy and research in England stated that one in every two people in the UK can expect to be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lifetime by 2020.
Wow.
By 2020, we're not talking way down the road, ladies and gentlemen.
That is crazy.
One out of every two. Well, here's what they're not telling you. The United States is practically there right now.
Right.
One out of every two.
I mean, what's that going to do for the basic morality or morale of the country?
Yeah.
Know? Because just telling them flat out, half of you people are going to die of cancer.
Yeah, real soon. Yeah. Real soon, by the way. And, I mean, are you hurting yet? You have bone pain yet? What's your...
We're going to see the rising of antidepressants being sold there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's
people
bummed out.
Yeah, it is kind of depressing thinking about
awful.
That. This is horrible. And I would have to say to all of you, I've been doing a lot of research on SV40. Man, do we have a program coming up for you on SV40. Those of you who wonder... Why, if you were born in, in the 1940s and 50s and received that cancer cube.
The polio,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you wonder why you've got cancer now. Man, is there a statute of limitations going back to the 1950s?
But boy, they eradicated polio, didn't they?
That's what they told you
right,
they
yeah.
did, was something that instead will give them cancer. And then when they knew, you think I'm not kidding on this.
I mean, it's really crazy because Right. This is where the once you reach a certain age or, you know, around a certain age, your hormone levels either drop or rise. I can't remember. And then that's what kind of triggers the cancer. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you have this, you know, large portion of the population that is coming to the point where they're going to be retired, receiving benefits and all this stuff. And then, oh, sorry, you know, you've got cancer now because you took a polio vaccine.
Well, we could mark them off the list of needing benefits.
Wow. Crazy.
Yes, it is. And we are going to have some programs on SB 40. And the reason is not because it's not going to affect you, because, Josh, you were born way too late for that.
Well, I'm sure they've got plans for me as well.
Well, I mean, I think they have plans for everybody, which is sad. And we'll get into that in that small Liberian town here in a second. But I do think very strongly that SB 40 plays a huge role in the cancer we're seeing today. And we're going to find out about a family whose baby developed SV40 and was not born way back then, but was born about 7 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, it's a horrible story.
Yeah, how does that happen?
It is a horrible story. Anyway, we've got lots of plans on. I am for exposing it all now. I am tired of even trying to tiptoe around on issues. And though a lot of people say I've never really been a tiptoer, I am really wanting to expose a lot of stuff now. So if you have stuff you want exposed and you don't want to do it, send it to me. ThePowerHour.com. Send it to P.O. Box 85 in Versailles, Missouri. I'd like to hear from you because I am ready to do it. CDC discovered its own researchers were accidentally exposed to Ebola in the lab in Atlanta, Georgia. At least one technician working in a biosafety level 4 lab, and by the way, 5 is the highest, may have been exposed to Ebola virus after specimens of the pathogen were mistakenly shipped to the wrong location. Oh, we are so stupid, or that is what we want you to think.
I can't believe the mistakes that are being made with this whole Ebola. It's like that story we did a few weeks ago where they're traveling across the desert in a cab with these samples of Ebola, and they get stolen. You know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We were just doing our job. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, it was accidentally sent to the wrong lab. Okay. Yeah. Get that.
I mean, that's like saying a nuclear bomb was loaded by mistake on a plane. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was a real story, wasn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or one goes missing.
Yeah, like, goes missing. Yeah, we've lost 14 nuclear bombs this year, and, gee, we can't figure out where they are. Anyway, I'm just enhancing the story there. Travelers from Mali are no longer needing to go through enhanced Ebola screening because it's been 42 days since the last patient in that country had contact with somebody with Ebola, so now all is well in Mali.
Don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right, until it happens again. Now, this story about the Telegraph reporting that Ebola wipes out every mother in a Liberian village. Although it feels like Liberia is coming to the end of the crisis, they're now dealing with the aftermath, which is huge groups of children are on their own. And the children were on the street because every woman was dead from Ebola.
Right, yeah.
Is that right? Am I reading that right? Because there has got to be only one reason that that could happen.
Well, your conspiratorial mind may go that direction. But according to this story, it says that the women, because of social convention, social convention decrees that they are the ones who take care of the sick and they bury the dead. And so according to this story, that is the reason why these women are all gone. It's just heart-wrenching because there's an 11-year-old boy that is kind of the basis of the story. His name's Montgomery Phillip, and he is now in charge of taking care of his 10-month-old baby. Mm. I mean, that's just one. And, you know, all their clothes were taken to try to eradicate the polio, so they're wearing rags. You know, it's just villages of children now.
I can't imagine. I mean, so it's the story is, and they're sticking to it, it's because they take care of the sick and because they bury the dead. Now, whoever got these women to believe that it was their job to bury the dead and do all that physical work in burying those bodies.
Right. Well, like I said, social convention, that's what's been done for forever, I guess.
Oh, and it couldn't be that maybe all those women were vaccinated, could it? I mean, I don't even want to go there. Yeah, I do. I want to know. Could they have been vaccinated? And that's why they're all dead. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's really sad, though. It's a very just heart-wrenching story.
Yes, it is. Sierra Leone announces new extended anti-Ebola measures, and they're also going to start trying new Ebola vaccines that are not tested. How convenient, but will make a lot of money for pharmaceutical companies.
Who's going to sign up for that? Who would sign up for that? Say, test it on me. It just blows my mind.
How do you know that it's even sign-upable?
Right.
I mean, you will do this, and you will get these vaccines. I mean, that's usually the way it is. And they are so deluded or lied to that they don't even know what's happening to them. That's what I think is happening. That's what I think happens in those poor countries. Or how about this? I know you don't have any food. I know you're starving. I know your children are starving. But if you'll take this vaccine, we'll give you $100.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Okay, now moving on to issues in here in the United States. I think that a major case regarding a grand jury has now come to be, which is never, there's no precedent for this whatsoever. No precedent. Ferguson grand juror now sues to be allowed to talk about the case. Now, this story, it really has legs because, you see, grand juries have been secret. Now, whenever things are secret, do you find that that helps you, Josh?
No. Yeah. I would say no.
So when they say, we have secret proceedings here, do you get the feeling of that's for me, all right?
Right. No.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
Doesn't give me warm fuzzies.
All right. So why is it that they're able to release all the transcripts? Now, redacted, I'm sure, redacted. But they release all the transcripts, but will not release the jurors and allow them to tell what happened during that time. Could it be something maybe the government or the prosecutor doesn't want people to know?
It screams that they have something to hide.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Anyway, so this one juror has decided to take this into a lawsuit, which I'm thrilled about. I'm kind of thrilled about that one, and I'm kind of thrilled about the one involving, you know, Prince Andrew in the UK.
Oh, what a mess.
That is a huge mess. And for the, but I do have to say, and not to steer over into that one, but the very fact that the palace would make four statements in response to, we did nothing and we're sticking to our story four times.
Wow.
It tells you something.
And it's not just
happened.
Prince Andrew. You start looking at the guy who is kind of the ringleader. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah.
The, you know, good looking, billionaire guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the people, you know, he had 22 different phone numbers for Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a long list of these elite that are involved with, you know, this.
You know,
this
that's
whole
where
ring.
We need some surveillance satellites,
right.
I think. I think we need to expose all of that. And you tell me they can't expose that, they know exactly how to get to that. But they're trying to break down, I think, the monarchy. Now, there is a big reason why the monarchy wants a lot of positive press this year. They got a baby coming. And number two, it's the longest held matron. Of 70 years, I believe.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is a big deal for the monarchy this year, and now it's going to be a big bad deal for the monarchy, I think. Hmm. Anyway.
Well, and I think there's some implications for Hillary as well. You
mm-hmm.
know, if they're tying it to Bill Clinton, then, which I'm not for Hillary by any means, you know,
no.
So this would probably be a good thing for the country that she, you
yeah.
know, have some bad press, but...
I mean, is there anyone out there that thinks Hillary Clinton is an answer to this country? How many times has she had a chance to be an answer for this country? And she did nothing but create more problems. How many times? I mean, people are foolish enough to go and say, yeah, I know she screwed up, you know, the past 30 years, but I think she might have
there
something
some,
she can offer.
I know some smart people that are, you know, I think are intelligent that they like Hillary for some reason.
I hope they're not in your family.
No.
I hope they're not in your family. I think maybe you need new friends.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if people think that Hillary is an answer.
You know, people believe what they want to believe, and they refuse to believe what they want to refuse to believe. It's you know, you can't make them believe something.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, so that case, though, in Ferguson, though, is going to be a precedent-setting case, and I think it deserves a lot of watching to find out what that juror has to say. What is it they're wanting to? I mean, it's not – to file a federal lawsuit is not cheap. And it's pretty extensive in the involvement. So just how desperate are they and why? What is the motivation behind that? That's what I want to know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter protester targets white people eating brunch. I really don't like this story at all. It's about people that protesters demonstrated against police brutality across New York on Sunday by interrupting white people eating brunch. Now, there you're going to get your point across.
Because only white people eat brunch.
Right, right. Oh, that's a very good point, yes. But what is happening in New York right now is the pitting of the people against the mayor, pitting of the people against the police, pitting of the people against anybody who is standing. It is just so bad. It is so much worse than we would have ever imagined. De Blasio, because he said, "I'm worried about my half-black child out there," now has had all this attention, this negative attention.
I mean, the police have done a really good job themselves of pitting the people against them.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
They don't have to behave the way they have.
And you remember the man that supposedly was an assassin, a police assassin, killed two police officers? I got so much email from people saying, "Joyce, you're taking the side of that man." No, I'm not. I was not taking the side of that man who killed two police officers. And prior to that, we're told he killed those two police officers. All these people end up dying, so we never, ever have, you know, a resolution of the situation. Because everybody dies, like the guy at the VA, which we need to talk about in El Paso, Texas, the doctor that died there, and then the guy shoots himself. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need to talk about this after the break, because we're only told these things. But I believe we should blame the video games also, the video game makers that created these kill police programs. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Just to bring you up to date, 12 are dead now after the gunman armed with Kalashnikovs, a.k.a. AK-47s, stormed offices of the French satirical newspaper, and the statement has been made, the prophet has been avenged. Killers fled in a stolen car after a mass shootout with police officers. And, oh, by the way, RPGs were used. ISIS.
Crazy.
And they had black hoods on. And I'm surprised they didn't have an ISIS flag, but I think we just haven't seen that yet. Probably they were all waving ISIS flags as they killed people, too, to make the story really look real. Sorry for the condescending attitude toward that story, but... I really think that these things are being created. I mean, boy, those ISIS people, oh, wait a minute. ISIS just came into being 2 years ago. So they were upset in 2011, or they're not Muslim, or they are Muslim, which we're being told, that they're not a real Muslim organization. But ISIS did it. They hold a grudge, I guess.
Have they claimed responsibility? Like, officially?
No.
No?
I don't think they have. They don't have to anymore. We do it for them. We do
it
for them. Yeah, we just give it to them. And sorry for the attitude, but I'm serious. This is just so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Oh, okay, moving back to New York. Two more police officers were injured last night. And now everything is an assassination on a police officer. One thing that made me very uncomfortable is this new hate law legislation they want to introduce, which is going to say that killing a police officer is a hate crime.
Okay.
And yesterday, listening to some of the information, they made the statement, if you will kill a police officer, you will kill anyone. If you could kill a police officer, you could kill anyone. I have an alteration to that. If you can kill a 12-year-old in a park, you can kill anyone.
If you can kill little Afghan babies, too, or Pakistan babies with a drone strike,
yes,
you can kill anyone. What's the point of labeling it a hate crime? And, you know, you kill somebody, you go to prison and you get the death penalty or not, you know. Are there further implications for
you? Yeah, there are some further implications. And they were talking about legally what that would mean if they made it a hate crime. But... you know, to me, it doesn't make any sense. Any crime, I mean, what about what they're doing to veterans? Is that not a hate crime of what they're doing to veterans now? They are killing them, not with weapons, but with removing medical care from them or in the treatment they're giving them. And then you have this poor vet at a VA in Fort Bliss, at a VA hospital there, who killed a doctor. Now, I have no idea what that story's about. There's not been much relief now, not even name of the vet. But that's supposed to be a vet who killed a doctor. There have been so many crimes at so many VAs where people just lash out because they have been abandoned by their country. They were used to fight a war that didn't need to be fought, that made money for the elite. They've come home to find it out, and they killed other people's babies, and they come home and they have a problem looking at their own baby after they've killed other people's babies.
I mean, what's the greater crime? You know, denying these people help or going and freaking out and, you know, acting in passion?
And it's not the doctor's fault, and it's not the... You know, there's something really amiss in all these veterans that need to start killing people. And maybe it's in their mental situation, and not in the PTSD, but in their brains. Maybe it's the depleted uranium in their brains. Maybe it's all kinds of other physical problems that have brought them to the point where they are at where that's all they can resort to. I don't know.
But they've been trained to be killers. You know,
they've been trained to be killers,
yeah.
And they've been abandoned.
Yeah.
And they want help for themselves and their family, and they don't know how else to get it. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.